a lot of people just rebuke the devil and thinking that's all I got to do is rebuke the devil and I'll get free. But it don't do any good to rebuke the devil until you've submitted yourself to God. When you've submitted to God, then he says you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. But not until you submit to his authority. It says they refuse to cry out to him for help, and so they die young after wasting their lives in immoral living. So many of our young people today are dying young because they refuse to submit themselves to God, and they're out there living an immoral living. And they're dying early all the time. I mean, you know, it never ceases to amaze me when I see young men and young women, you know, that die so early. And when I'm talking about early, I'm talking about 30 to 40 and 50 years old. A lot of these people are movie stars, you know, people that are out there in the front. And everybody thinks, wow, would I like to have their money and be like them? But yet 45 years old, they're dead. I don't want to be like them at all. You know, they can have their money. They can have all that stuff. I don't care. You know, I just want to walk with God and love him and serve him so I can live to be an old, healthy man and still be able to get around good and healthy and not die and go to hell. You know, I definitely, that's one place I want to stay way away from. But God has led you away from danger, for he gets their attention through adversity. God has led you away from danger, giving you freedom. You have prospered in a wide and pleasant valley. Only God will give you freedom. You know, today in the country we live in, there is a regime, an invisible government that's doing everything they can to take away everything that you have that's free. I mean, if you don't know what's going on in the government today, shame on you. Because the government, you know, I mean, we got an entire regime. I am now convinced that not only the Democrats, but the Republicans too, are all in this thing together. You know, they are out to destroy America. And I really think we need to clean house with a whole bunch, both Democrats and Republicans, and put in a new bunch of men up there that don't know nothing about nothing except farmers. Some young men that know a little bit about life and that are Christians, and we need to put them in, men that'll go back like the men, you know, used to. The men that served in Washington, they always did it at their own expense. I mean, for years and years, congressmen and senators, they didn't take a salary. They didn't charge us. They did it for free. They were servants. But today, they ain't doing it for free. I mean, they're charging us, and I think about this the other day. I heard about how Obama decided to have some kind of a little party, and how they went and how he took five helicopters. He told about the airplanes, and they said the party, I forget how many millions of dollars they said that one night at that party cost because of what all he did. Now, did for a man that sat here a while back, some of you may remember this, when he was giving General Motors executives the what for, because they flew to his meeting in their little corporate jets, but yet he takes two 757s to go, or takes Air Force One, and his wife takes a 757, and they take two of these giant airplanes, and he takes five helicopters with him, and the fleet of people and thousands of people to go. You only can imagine what that little meeting must have cost, right? And it cost a whole lot more. And, of course, then our little lady Potosi, or whatever her name is, how that she has somebody, she has the Air Force fly her in a 757 home and back from D.C. to California every week. That cost about $120,000 just for fuel. Because she didn't want to fly in a little corporate jet, because a little corporate jet would only cost a little to take her home, but it had to stop one time and fuel, because it doesn't carry enough fuel to fly her all the way nonstop. So she wants to go in an Air Force 757 that costs $120,000 for fuel, just for one person. That don't make no sense to me, people. You know, but anyway, praise God, that's kind of off the subject, but you know, every once in a while I just throw something like that in because I'm so upset about what's going on in our government today. And if we don't do something about it, they're going to take it over. And we're going to have to do something. I don't know what we're going to have to do, but we're going to do something. But it says, you are too obsessed with judgment on the godless. Don't worry, justice will be upheld. But watch out, or you may be seduced with wealth. Don't let yourself be bribed into sin. I mean, don't let nobody buy you off. Could all your wealth and mighty efforts keep you from distress? Do not long for the cover of night, for there that is when people will be destroyed. Be on guard. Turn back from evil, for it was to prevent you from getting into a life of evil that God sent this suffering. Look, God is all powerful. Who is a teacher like him? No one can tell him what to do. No one can say to him, you have done wrong. Hey, you can tell him, but he ain't gonna listen to you. You know, he knows what he's doing. Instead, glorify his mighty works, singing songs of praise. I mean, somebody said, but you know, he killed my wife and daughter. Hey, he's in control. He knows what he's doing. I don't know why he did that. I still don't know all about why he did that, but I know it changed my life forever. You know, and what did I do when he took my wife and daughter and almost took Caitlin? I praised him. Somebody says, you're crazy. I ain't. Okay, maybe I am. But he told me to praise him in all things. All things. It's easy to praise him when he does something you like, but when he does something you don't like, I still praise him. And of course, out of praising him, he brought my granddaughter back from the dead. He healed Kelly and done a great thing. And plus seven other children down there at Cook's Medical Center that were on her deathbed, he healed them all while I was down there. I'm so grateful. Look, God, everyone has seen those things, but only from a distance. Look, God is exalted beyond what we can understand. His years are without number. Absolutely. He draws up the water vapor and then distills it into rain. The rain pours down from the clouds and everyone benefits from it. Can anyone really understand the spreading of the clouds and the thunder that rolls forth from heaven? See how he spreads the lightning around him and how it lights up the depths of the sea? By his mighty acts, he governs the people, giving them food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning bolts, and he hurls each at its target. Who's throwing the lightning bolts? Do y'all know that when Schwarzenegger made homosexual marriages legal in California, I made the statement to this church. I said, if he signs that bill and they make homosexual marriages legal, I guarantee God's going to judge California. Well, there had never been a year in history that more than 547 fires had been started in California in a given year from lightning. But after Schwarzenegger signed that bill to make homosexual marriages legal in California, in the next 3 days, 8,000 lightning strikes started fires in the state of California. 8,000. Who's hurling them lightning bolts? Where's he making them hit? Right where he wants them to hit, right? Do you think his aim is dead on? It's perfect. And he does exactly what he wants to. He's saying, boys, I don't like homosexual marriages. I hate it. And so he burned up California. And California is not wise enough to see it. So anyway, wow. The thunder announces his presence. The storm announces his indignant anger. I don't want to make him mad. Next chapter. My heart pounds as I think of this. It leaps within me. Listen carefully to the thunder of God's voice. It rolls from his mouth. It rolls across the heavens, and his lightning flashes out in every direction. Then comes the roaring of the thunder, the tremendous voice of his majesty. He does not restrain the thunder when he speaks. God's voice is glorious in the thunder. We cannot comprehend the greatness of his power. He directs the snow to fall on the earth and tells the rain to pour down. Everyone stops working at such a time so they can recognize his power. The wild animals hide in the rocks or in their dens. The stormy wind comes from his chamber, and the driving winds bring the cold. God's breath sends the ice, freezing wide expanses of water. He loads the clouds with moisture, and they flash with his lightning. The clouds turn around and around under his direction. They do whatever he commands throughout the earth. He causes things to happen on earth, either as a punishment or as a sign of his unfailing love. Look what that. The other day when we went to Canada, we took off and flew up there. And we were flying in a trough in clear blue sky, and there was storms over here on this side and over here on this side. We're flying right down a trough where we can see the ground in beautiful air. We finally did get to a place up there where we had to fly through some clouds and some a little bit of moisture, and we did begin to take on a little ice, but God gave me wisdom to climb to 13,000 where there was colder, where there would be no ice. So we climbed on up to 13,000. We flew across there for about an hour at 13,000 feet, and then was descended into the Detroit area. And as we popped out at 10,000, it was beautiful and clear under there. Now, isn't God amazing? In fact, one night we flew down to Brenham, and that's where we saw Bailey Waldorf get healed at Brenham, Texas. We went down there and we had a healing school down there on Saturday. And when we went in with clouds. It just rained and all kinds of stuff. We landed on a wet runway and everything. So Dave said, "Father, you said in John 15:7, if your words remain in me and I remain in you, I can ask you what I will and you'll do it for me." Did the king say that under the new covenant? Yes, he did. He said, "Lord, that's really in my spirit today. I believe that with all my heart. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to give us the most beautiful, clear night tonight. When we go back to Dallas tonight after this healing school, I don't want there to be a cloud nowhere. I don't want there to be beautiful, clear, crisp night in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for it." We left under about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. We preached all day, prayed for people till 11 o'clock, went out to the airport, got the airplane, fired it up, got all loaded up, took off, I don't know, 12, 1, whatever it was. And when we took off, as soon as we got up a little ways, I said, "Man, look at this night." I said, "Look over there's College Station over there. Wow, look, there's Waco over there." I said, "Across the horizon, that's got to be Dallas-Fort Worth." They said, "Can't be from this distance." We flew just a few more minutes, and it was. It was Dallas-Fort Worth. When Dave said, "Lord, I want you to give us the most clear night we've ever had," what did we get? Exactly what we asked for. Why did God do that for us? Because we were walking in obedience to His Word. We were about His business. And Dave asked in faith. And when Dave asked in faith, the Lord showed up. Isn't that amazing? But He says He caused this thing to happen on earth, either as a punishment or as a sign of His unfailing love. I like those, don't you? The signs of His unfailing love. How He blesses His children. Don't you like to be blessed? Oh, I love to be blessed. Listen, Job. Stop and consider the wonderful miracles of God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Job Was a Sinner," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.